Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan the man is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, Janet Yellen, our newly confirmed chair of the Federal Reserve, announced apparently back on the 19th that the Federal Reserve is going to start cutting off the massive financial lifeline that has been subsidizing the European banking system since the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. And they're doing this in order to make more money available for U.S. borrowing. They want to loan you more, and they want to have more cash. Now, a lot of people could be forgiven for wondering why the United States, which is dealing with such a serious economic crisis itself, was underwriting and subsidizing the European bank system. Well, it has to do with that mortgage-backed security fraud. Because when that collapsed, and those mortgage bundles turned out to be worthless, and it was clearly a case of massive fraud, all those people who bought those bundles wanted their money back. And we're talking Bank of Libya. Actually, it was cheaper to invade them and tear it all down, which is what happened. Bank of England, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, all these large European banks had bought these bad bundles, and they wanted their money back. And then because of the serious financial crisis, the collapse of those bundles had put them in, they demanded U.S. support to try and get out of the mess. And that is why the United States has been further impoverished, propping up those European banks. Now, I'm an old-school capitalist, which is that if you are a bank in Europe and you buy an offering from Wall Street and you do not do your due diligence to make sure it is a good investment, well, then you ought to go out of business. But when you are living under governments that operate as fascist economic states, their model is when businesses, corporations, and banks lose money, you transfer the losses onto the people. So your buddies in the banking boardrooms can keep on making the same stupid mistakes that got you into the mess in the first place. And so ever since 2008, huge amounts of wealth, have been created by the Federal Reserve and poured into the European banking system to keep them propped up. And now they're going to start pulling back on that. Because all of these economies are tied in with the dollar, and the more the Federal Reserve prints these dollars, the less and less each dollar is worth. And you reach a point where it doesn't matter how many new dollars you're putting out there to prop it all up, because those new dollars are so devaluing all dollars, you're getting a net loss, and that's the situation where they've been at all along. We should have done what Iceland did. We should have taken these crooked bankers behind the mortgage-backed security fraud. We should have thrown them in prison. We should have fired the government that was helping them rob the American people And we should write off all that debt created through fraud. I dare anybody to come in and with any reason under law why we should be paying a debt created through fraud. Now, I know that's not the attitude of the money junkies. We've had Christine Lagarde talking about the situation in Greece, that it doesn't matter that half of Greece's debt came about through a fraud perpetrated by Goldman Sachs and Papandreou. Debt is debt is debt. Debt is holy. Debt is sacrosanct. You never question it. Your role on planet Earth is to slave your life away to pay the unpayable debt. That's the attitude of the money junkies. But debt is a made-up thing. It's a fiction. Remember, banking is not science. It's a religion. It's a bunch of arbitrary rules and beliefs that you are brainwashed into accepting that basically serves the priesthood, meaning in this case, the bankers. There's no science of banking. It's just some mathematic equations that justify the transfer of wealth from those whose labor creates that wealth to those who desire the wealth but don't feel like having a regular job. That's really what it's all about here. Now, I'm in agreement with cutting off support to Europe's banks. I was opposed to it right from the beginning. But what the ramifications of this may be, will Europe be able to sustain itself without this lifeline from the Federal Reserve, especially when they are going to be absorbing the losses coming in from the Ukraine? Because apparently Ukraine's internal treasury of $70 billion is already gone. Their currency is collapsing. There's a run on the banks of the Ukraine. Europe may have, you know, attached itself to a boat anchor that's going to drag it down, especially if they're unable to include the eastern and southern parts of the Ukraine, which are the wealth generation parts of that country, in the deal. See, the Ukraine and Kiev runs like Washington, D.C. Kiev, you know, gets all the money from other parts of the Ukraine and gets to spend it. Washington, D.C. takes money from all the other parts of the country and gets to spend it. But if Washington, D.C. were to join the European Union and not get the other 50 states to go along with them, it's a losing proposition. Now, I want to talk about online spying because there's yet another scandal that has come out. Apparently, Britain's GCHQ and the U.S. National Security Agency, going back to 2008, ran a surveillance program codenamed Optic Nerve that captured and stored webcam images, primarily from Yahoo, just grabbing them off your computer when you didn't know it was there, including when you're walking around your bedroom completely naked. And they stored them. And apparently, in one six-month period in 2008 alone, these two agencies collected webcam imagery from more than 1.8 million Yahoo accounts globally. So they're basically peeking at you through your webcam. I remember when the webcams first came out, there were little plastic shields you could pull down to block the lens. For some reason, those aren't on the newer webcams. Doesn't mean you can't tape a post-it over it or something like that. You probably ought to. You know, if you're not actually using the webcam, block that thing. Point it up at the ceiling. Because they're looking at you. And the other aspect here is, this story alone proves that the claim they're only saving metadata is a lie, because they were taking and saving pictures of you in the privacy of your home without a warrant and saving them. Probably looking for the cute young hotties walking around naked. Bunch of perverts over there at the NSA here. Meanwhile, Obama has now issued a request. He's asked the FISA court to allow the National Security Agency to hang on to their phone records they've been collecting for basically an unlimited period of time. Originally, it was just, I think it was 5 or 6 years, past which the evidentiary value of them is pretty much null and void. But Obama, and he's blaming all the lawsuits filed against the NSA, saying, well, we got to hang on to it all now. So they're basically saying, we're going to take all this phone stuff and just keep it forever, especially if it's got something we can blackmail you over here. So anyway, there's an interesting little article. This came out of RIMF.com. Security experts call on tech companies to defend against surveillance. And basically, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has sent an open letter to technology companies urging them to take steps to protect users from NSA backdoors and try and earn back the trust that's been lost. That is a tall order. Remember, a lot of these companies were paid by the NSA from your tax dollars to weaken encryption and put backdoors into your computers. You paid for all of this stuff here. And I'm sure these tech companies would like to win back your trust. I don't think that's going to happen. How could we believe them when we say, well, yeah, the last week we were letting NSA into your email. This week you can trust us. We're not doing that anymore. Nonsense. The only way to be completely secure from the NSA is to develop your own encryption codes. That's the only way. Okay? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Maniac Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, Maniac Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And even Fox News is now talking about the backlash against Harry Reid for his comment that all of the Obamacare horror stories were lies. And Harry Reid, of course, has now backed off and said, all right, well, they're not all lies, but Most of them are, well, maybe not most of them, but some of them are. And now there are calls for him to publicly apologize, because those Americans who have been victims of all these horror stories are out there saying, you know, you're calling me a liar now on talking about insult to injury. That was a very reckless and foolish thing for Harry Reid to do. But again, the Democrats are in a panic. The primaries for the midterm elections are starting in a couple of weeks, and Obamacare is still a major, major problem for every Democrat who supported that. And it's going to be 80. All these GOP candidates are going to stand up and say, I said this was a bad idea. I voted against it, but the president and the Democrats just went off on this tear, and look at the mess they've made. And that is going to be tough to overcome going into the midterm elections. That's why they're out there fanning gay marriage and abortion and women's rights and racism. They're out there trying to find something they can distract the American people with. And I don't think so. I think the American people are going to lock onto this Obamacare, and it is going to be the deciding factor in November's election, unless we're in a full-blown world war, which point probably people have other things to worry about. Now then, every once in a while, I like to go over to Cracked.com. When I was a kid, Cracked was sort of viewed as the poor man's mad magazine. But Cracked has developed a bit of a social conscience, and they run a lot of articles that take a look at some serious issues. And I linked to one today, Five Symbols of Free Speech You Won't Believe Are Mass-Produced. And it was basically a collection of five examples of where we think we're looking at genuine grassroots movements of political expression, and it turned out it isn't. And the one I specifically excerpted had to do with Femin, which are these very beautiful women who are known for going to a protest and taking off their clothes, and they've got comments painted all over their anatomy, and they're all inevitably very gorgeous and very beautiful. We are told it's just this group of women with a social conscience. And it turns out they're actually paid. Those women are hired. They literally have to go through a casting audition where they take their top off so that, you know, their assets are on display. They are paid to go out and stage these little protests scantily clad, flashing their tits at everybody. And it's a bought and paid for propaganda operation. And it is a reminder that a lot of what you're being told are grassroots expressions are in fact covert, bought and paid for public relations or propaganda. Like these attempted coup d'etat in Iran in 2009, and like the one which at that moment seems to be succeeding in the Ukraine. And we find out it isn't actually a popular uprising. The U.S. has spent $5 billion trying to overthrow the Ukraine. Now, a story that is already out on the corporate media and has already prompted calls for a congressional investigation, meaning they don't want anybody else asking the questions. The FBI is now known to have had an informant planted in Osama bin Laden's inner circle of advisors since 1993. Wow. Isn't it amazing if the FBI had this informant in his inner circle that they couldn't find him for all the evil things that he was doing, that he was accused of, blowing up U.S. embassies in Kenya and these other places? And wow, isn't it amazing that with an FBI informant in Osama bin Laden's inner circle in 1993 that they didn't know he was going to stage 9/11? Well, either that informant was an idiot or the FBI were idiots. Remember, the FBI had the complete plan for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in August of 1941, given to them by a British double agent, Dusko Popov, codenamed Tricycle. And the FBI's official decision holding the plan for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is, oh, it's too complete. It looks like it. Where? I just ignore that. I don't think the FBI were being idiots in either case. They knew that Roosevelt wanted the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. And they knew that 9/11 was a staged false flag to ignite a century of unending war all across the globe. And we're basically here into the 14th year of that war agenda, 13th year of that war agenda, and we're all burned out here on this whole situation. But if the FBI did have an informant placed in Osama bin Laden's inner circle since 1993, it hammers home 9/11 was a U.S. government, with Israel's help, false flag. Otherwise, the FBI would have said, Bin Laden is planning on crashing some planes into New York. Let's go do something about it. I don't know how they're going to get out of that mess. Anyway. A big issue, of course, is that during the 9/11 Commission hearings, the FBI did not disclose to Congress they had a mole inside Osama bin Laden's inner circle. Anyway, now then. Getting on to some economic news here. The Royal Bank of Scotland has already lost all of the money pumped into it by taxpayers 6 years ago. So all that bailout money going into these banks, it's just fluttering away. Might as well have just piled it up in the town square and had a big bonfire with it. These banks are still being propped up at taxpayer expense. That is the classic definition of fascism at work. Qantas is going to slash 5,000 jobs. They posted a $235 million loss for the 6 months to the end of last year. That is a major, major downturn. Qantas is previously one of the world's most successful airlines, and they do a good job. I've been on Qantas flights myself down to Australia and back, and it was a very comfortable, plush, luxurious aircraft compared to American air carriers. It was a 747-400 long reach. Oh, very comfortable seats. You know, it was a nice flight. And I'm sorry to see that they're in trouble. Wells Fargo is cutting 700 employees from their mortgage division because demand for new home mortgages is declining. The home sales that we're seeing being reported appear to be mostly cash sales from corporations or individuals who are rich enough to buy these properties up and turn them into rental properties. Private home ownership by ordinary American citizens is going away. That was supposed to be a central part of the American dream, owning your own home. And we're being taken back to a feudal society where everything is rented by the poor and working and middle classes, and the rich own everything. Now, Sony is closing 20 of its 31 U.S. retail stores, going to be laying off about 1,000 workers. And Sony, which is a good company, and they make good products, but their TV division is not doing well, and they've decided to get out of the PC business altogether. The customer base is shrinking for these kind of products. Best Buy, whom long-term listeners and readers understand I do not have a cordial relationship, is cutting 2,000 of their managers. And apparently they had their Christmas was not very good for them. They're blaming it on a price war with Amazon, but again, Americans don't have the money for discretionary holiday shopping, and they didn't want to go back on the credit cards. So Best Buy got hit. Now, first-time jobless claims have climbed by 14,000 as of last Saturday. So the numbers are heading back up again. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, yeah, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Fox News is now reporting how JP Morgan is cutting 8,000 jobs. So this surge in new jobless claims I was reporting on before, expect that to go up. Things are getting really tense out there. Now, we were talking about how Secretary of Defense Hagel was publicly announcing cutbacks on the military. We're trying to save money. We're getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Then we find out the Pentagon budget is actually increasing. And everybody's saying, where's that money going? It's certainly not going to our troops. They're cutting benefits for veterans. They're cutting benefits for serving military. One of the big ones has to do with the subsidies that go into the PXs or the commissaries, which allow them to sell products to serving military at reduced prices. And they're now estimating that because of the loss of subsidies into the PXs and commissaries, your average military family is going to be seeing a $3,000 a year increase for their food bill. Now, I understand for ordinary Americans who are not getting that kind of support and subsidy, they're going to say, well, you know, their families, they should pay the same for food. But when you look at the actual military pay they're getting and what they're doing, again, whether you agree with the wars or not, I think you'll all agree, as a nation, we do have an obligation to take care of these young people who put on that uniform, kept their vows and promises, and walked their talk, even when they found out the wars they're fighting don't defend the United States against invasion, that they're out there being the invading hordes here. Now, we're seeing a story here. Number of people seeking help for payday loan problems doubles, and the average debts exceed the monthly pay of borrowers. These payday loan places, they're legalized loan sharks, is what they are. And people are getting into trouble with these payday loan places because of the very high interest rates. Now we've got Elizabeth Warren is out there suggesting that Obama pass another executive order to transform the post offices, the United States post offices, into payday loan companies. You know, because it's not like enough Americans have been harmed by these payday loan sharks. Let's turn the post office into a shark tank. Okay. Alrighty. Now, I want to take a moment here for a consumer report. As you probably remember, about 4 months ago, we were talking about LED lighting, which is coming on. It's going to take over from those very toxic, dangerous, compact fluorescents. And I was talking about the Philips LED bulbs and the American-made Cree bulbs. And I'm a big fan of LED lighting. Our house has completely changed over. Our electric usage went down, at which point Hawaii Electric simply raised the rates, so they're getting the same money from us. I was promoting importing the Cree bulbs because they're made here in the U.S. of A. And unfortunately, 4 months later, the news is not good. We're seeing about a 30% failure rate in a bulb that was supposed to last longer than tungsten bulbs. And I'm sorry to report that. I was hoping that we were going to have a good made-in-America product, but in this case, it isn't working out. A couple of cases, the glass envelope has simply dropped off, which is okay. The lamp will still keep working. There's no vacuum inside. But we've had 30% of these simply quit working for whatever reasons there. Now, the Philips LED bulbs, which we've had going back an entire year now, continue to operate without any problems at all. And the lesson here is, if you're going to go on out there and push buy American-made products, the first step you have to do is make sure those American products are going to hold up and perform as well as those that we are getting made in Europe or even made in China. Because if you spend all this money on PR and propaganda for people to buy American, and they buy American and they get burned by the thing, it's all going to go away. The first step to reviving American manufacturing is quality, not quantity, quality. We got to get the quality back in there. Now, as you're probably aware, over in Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer vetoed this law that would have allowed Arizona businesses to discriminate against gays based on the religion of the business owner. And she vetoed it. Big, huge story. And again, why are they doing this? Because it's an election year. The primaries are starting in another week, and they want everybody in having their knickers in a twist over the gays and gay marriage and blah, 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 blah. Because that way you're not thinking about the economy. You're not thinking about the wars as you head into the election. You're certainly not thinking about IRS gate, Benghazi gate, DOJ gate, EPA gate, gate gate, all the other gates that are going in there, going into those November elections. Now, this issue of discrimination. Obviously, discrimination's wrong. Okay. Some of the rhetoric, though, that's coming out there, somebody was screaming that Arizona businesses are treating the gays the way the Nazis were treating the Jews. I don't think it was really that big a deal. I tend to go to businesses where I'm treated well. It makes sense. I'm not going to go into a business where somebody is hostile to my presence. But apparently some gays decided that, yeah, they should have a legal right to go into a business that wasn't really comfortable with them and force them to do business in the name of empowerment. And they got this bill through the Arizona legislature, and Jan Brewer vetoed it. And, of course, it provides a vehicle for politicians to distract us all from the war and the economy going to the elections. Michelle Bachmann was up there screaming that this bill would eviscerate the rights to freedom of speech. This in a country where freedom of speech, at least until recently, didn't include handing out the Constitution on college campuses. But the idea that business owners can say, my religion says homosexuality is wrong, that's covered by free speech. It's getting very, very selective in how these things are going. I think that Jan Brewer was right to veto this, because I think this whole issue was just a mountain out of a molehill. I mean, I don't see why anybody would even want to go into a business that didn't like them or was hostile to them. There's plenty of businesses around. And the customer is ultimately always right. If you have two businesses and one has got a problem with gays and the other one doesn't, the gays will go to the friendly business, take their business there, and ultimately the business that doesn't want them will go out of business. That's how these things generally tend to work. But again, the real issue has nothing to do with religion or freedom of speech or gay rights. It's an attempt to get the gay issue to dominate the discussion going into the election. That's what it's really... Why? Because every election cycle for the last 20 years going into it, they fan these things up. You know, we've got to deal with the crisis of, gay marriage. Well, if you haven't solved the crisis of gay marriage in 20 years, you're not going to. Why is it now a hot button issue? Because it's a distraction. And that's why they're spending so much time on this whole situation here. Apparently, Obama has now eased penalties for businesses that hire illegal immigrants. They're basically moving forward step by step by step to bring about this new model where they're going to simply declare the illegal immigrants. They're going to give them amnesty and say, all right, you're all, green carded, and bring them all in, instant Democratic supporters, instant soldiers, they think. And again, part of the function of the federal government is to protect the territorial integrity of the country and to protect those borders. And I don't think the United States should be tolerating illegal immigrants, let alone declaring them to be legal. It's a slap in the face to every American who was either born in this country or who became a citizen through the recommended legal channels. And it's another example of Obama exceeding his authority. And by the way, I am very angry with the Congress that is looking at Obama's abuse of power and saying, well, let's pass another law. You don't need to pass another law. The Constitution already has a recommended procedure. When the president is not playing by the rules, it's called impeachment and removal from office. Not that I want Joe Biden in the Oval Office, but that's the situation we're in right now. Let's see. We're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to hold off on this next phone call till we get back from the commercials here. Let's see. EPA officials are obstructing their fraud investigation. They're all running and hiding. Is there one institution in the U.S. government that isn't hiding something from you or lying about something? I can't think of one. So the whole thing has gone wrong. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Dave in California. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I have a question, hearkening back to the Jan Brewer vetoing of that measure.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to discuss with you the right of association.
Mm-hmm.
What is the right of association?
Well, I don't recall seeing a right of association in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, so why don't you enlighten us?
Well, you have the right of association. You can associate with people whom you agree with, and you can mm-hmm. speak freely on issues concerning you, and that you do not have to agree with, condone, or otherwise service people whom you disagree with, especially mm-hmm. in businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You can, no shoes, no shirt, no no service.
Yes.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, dress codes, definitely. I mean, certainly we have seen a lot of discrimination against Muslims by American business who bought into the propaganda about the war and 9/11. Going back to World War II, even before the internment camps, there were businesses all over the U.S. that refused to serve anybody who was Japanese. And the situation here, I mean, from a business point of view, you want customers coming in, and who they are and what they're doing shouldn't matter, because it all is going to affect your bottom line. And again, from the point of view of the customers, if I go into a business place and they're hostile toward me, I'm just not going to take my business there any longer. I'm going to find someplace else. This whole lawsuit was brought about by some gays who want to go into businesses where the owners really are not comfortable with them there and make them be agreeable, and I'm not entirely sure that's a legitimate point of view. The way commerce is going to work is if you're gay or black or a woman, just naturally and inevitable, you're going to go into businesses where you're treated well without needing the government and the force of law to force them. But unfortunately, a lot of people who get into that victimhood mentality, their idea is, I'm going to make these people accept me. And, you know, that really just digs their heels in a lot harder, because had this law gone into effect, do you really think that it would have improved the situation? Again, I think this is just fanned up out of thin air as a distraction for the coming election. Okay?
I agree absolutely. So what is happening basically is we're slowly but surely being deprived of our rights, constitutional rights.
Well, from the point of view of you're absolutely right. I mean, we do all have a natural right to hang out with people that agree with us, and we shouldn't have the government forcing us to go and associate with people that don't like us or don't agree with us. There are certainly a lot of people on planet Earth who are not particularly fond of me and my views, certainly on the matter of Israel and everything. Anyway, Dave, we're running out of time. I'm going to need to let you go here because I got a couple more stories I need to cover before the top of the hour. But again, I think this, thank you, Dave. I think this is a tempest in a teapot. And again, it's to take your mind off the wars and the economy going into, the primary season here. Now, last week, Barack Obama was out in California screaming about the drought and how it's all human-caused global warming, and pay no attention to the snow and ice on the East Coast. The California drought proves the world is warming and you are to blame. California just got hit by a major rainstorm. And it is coming down out there all over the place. Now, that's not automatically good news, because California's flood control system, like the irrigation system, has been allowed to deteriorate. And so a lot of this rainwater, instead of being collected together and diverted into the reservoirs where it is desperately needed, is in fact just going to spread across the landscape. And they're even saying there's going to be flash floods from all the rain that all of a sudden is coming down. And the issue again, it was never global warming. It was failed infrastructure neglected by the federal government, which is taking all your tax money and not fixing the country you live in. They're spending it to spy on you and take webcam pictures of you when you're naked and all the rest of this, and to prop up Europe and the rest of it. NASA has been caught once again fudging data, historical temperature data. From 1920 to 1950, there was a period of warming, and Greenland was actually melting some of their ice to the point where even some of the sea lines were being displaced. NASA got caught sort of trying to erase that from the record, because any period of warming that turned out to be survivable or even beneficial completely undermines the whole push for a carbon tax and to sell you carbon credits. The carbonizers are getting desperate out there. Mother Jones ran this story. I am not kidding you. Global warming will cause 180,000 more rapes by the year 2099. I can't believe somebody actually got this past the editor with a straight face. And where I linked to this at whatreallyhappened.com, I included on there a link to an article I put together some time ago about all the things being blamed on global warming, and you wouldn't believe. It's like all of human existence and all of human problems are all caused by global warming, which is caused by you and carbon dioxide and so forth. Now, big story, even the corporate media is covering this. Patrick Moore, who was a co-founder of Greenpeace and served as part of its leadership from 1971 to 1986. He's left Greenpeace because he saw it being taken over by political opportunists. Greenpeace was originally started by real environmentalists and real scientists who were dealing with issues of wise use of resources back in that time period. I was a supporter. I had my little pewter dolphin and the rest of it. But he got very concerned about political non-scientific people just sort of hijacking it, and he left in 1986. And he's out there basically saying there is, in fact, no scientific proof at all to support the claim that climate change is all man-made. And he says there is no scientific proof that human emissions of carbon dioxide are the dominant cause of the warming that we saw during the 1990s. It isn't there. Moscow is now reporting their heaviest snowfall in a century. The most snow they've ever had in 100 years. Already 1.5 times what would be normal for this period in history, with more still to come. Another major snow and ice storm aimed at the central and eastern United States. Weather forecasters are saying there may be anywhere between 3 and 10 more of these storms before we get to the spring melt season. Up in Minnesota, they had a blizzard that was so severe, it literally stranded 100 ice fishermen. These are the guys who've got these little portable huts. They drive out on the ice, they drill a hole, they put the hut over there, they get in there with some beer, and they fish for fish through the ice. And they're on the ice, and it should be flat. They got hit with such a blizzard, they had to be rescued. They literally got cut off by snow that piled up so high they couldn't get their trucks back off the ice there. Slate magazine was out there bashing climate change denial, and they're back to that old resorting to authority. We have 97% of the climate scientists, and did not allow comments on the article for a very, very good reason. That, to me, destroys the credibility of Slate, that they're out there still pushing this human-caused global warming in the middle of yet another record-setting winter. Now, there's a very interesting story that came out of The Guardian that underscores why conventional corporate media-driven science should not be trusted. And it talks about three MIT graduate students who wrote a computer program to basically write fake scientific academic papers. And it was just junk. And they basically did it where they had this program write these bogus scientific papers, and they submitted them for publication, and they got accepted. They got accepted by these conferences, which get a lot of money, because when you submit a paper, you have to pay a registration fee. And this conference took the paper, didn't even read it, accepted the fee, and said, yeah, you're accepted. And it underscores there's a lot of fraud in corporatized commercial science, and you need to be aware of that. Scientific method is good. Corporate science, not trustworthy at all. I hear the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the afternoon. We will be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Friday. Please go to the top of Republic Broadcasting. Hit the donate button. Hit the donate button. Hit the donate button. We really need your help. I wouldn't be asking if it wasn't necessary. Thanks for all that you do. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.